السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد As I mentioned last night that this majlis which we are having after the Isha Salat or after the Taraweeh and the other majalis that are taking place in this month of Ramadan don't sit with the niyat of increasing your knowledge. For increase of knowledge, there are lots of other programs, lots of other majalis, dars of Quran Sharif, dars of Hadith Sharif, waaz and nasihat of on different subjects. But this majlis is for the purpose of developing in our hearts the himmat, the courage to make amal on whatever we know. We know a lot, we have a lot of information, we have great amount of knowledge with regards to many, many things of deen and sharia, Quran and sunnah. But we don't seem to be having the himmat and the courage to make amal. When it comes to amal department, then there is great deficiency. So we should sit with that niyat that by listening to muraqabah of mouth and other ash'ar that are read, which are in reality a waaz and nasihat in poetry. This is not some Laila Majnu poetry, some romantic tales. This is poetry of Islah. When the person listens to this poetry, it creates in his heart the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the concern of the Akhirat, the concern of accountability on the Day of Judgment. It creates in the heart the uselessness of many, many things to which we are attached in this world. And it creates in our hearts the realization that this world is temporary, transitory. It is a bridge over which we cross into the hereafter. Our life started long, long ago. Our history started very, very long ago. From the Alam-e-Arwah, we came to the back of the fathers, then into the womb of the mothers, then we came into this world. From here also, we have to carry on with this journey. It's not the end of the journey. This journey is still going to continue. Then there is Alam-e-Barzakh, that is after death up till the day of Qiyamah, that is Alam-e-Barzakh. Wherever the person passes away, wherever he dies, it's not necessarily the Qabristan. Doesn't mean that only if the person is buried in the grave, then that's his Alam-e-Barzakh. If a person drowns in the ocean, a fish swallowed him up, or he burned to ash, then his Alam-e-Barzakh is there. Allah Ta'ala is going to question, or the person's soul is going to be questioned. So Alam-e-Barzakh will start from the time that the person dies right up till the day of Qiyamah. Then again there's going to be another journey from there. Everybody has to cross the full sirat. Some will cross it like lightning. Others at the pace of their amal and actions in this world. But everyone has to cross that bridge too. Then either you enter into Jannat or the person falls into the fire of hell. So this journey is a very, very long journey. So when we listen to these ash'ar, muraqabah of maut, then it reminds us of this journey which is still continuing. It hasn't ended. So if we have become ghafil, if we have become negligent, if we have taken it for granted that now that we have everything in our possession, good home, good car, a good bank balance, so we have become successful and there is no need to worry about anything more. So it gets us up from that slumber and sleep and that indifference of ours, that this world is a world of means, so somebody Allah Ta'ala will give more means, somebody less means. But both of them have to leave this. Once again that example, I don't know how many times I must have given it, but if it's going to come, I'm going to use the example. that when a person is waiting at the airport, then there are three classes of passengers there. There's the first class passengers, second class, or what we call business class, and there's economy class. And all three have got their own lounge, waiting room. Each one has got. Some people are in the first class room. They're sitting on luxury couches, and they got air condition. They got facilities there. Some of them even provide food there. They got all those facilities. Then in the business class, a little less than that. Then in the economy class, somebody is sleeping on the floor, somebody is resting against the wall, somebody is standing, somebody is sitting, somebody lying down because it's packed up, crowded. Too many aeroplanes taking off at that time. So the lounge is crowded. But whether it is the person that's in the economy class, business class or first class, each and every one of them has got his gaze on the departure board. And they keep asking. In fact, when they go into the first class lounge or business class lounge, although it may be first class and business class, but they too, they are asking at the reception that will there be an announcement with regards to the departure, or I must keep looking at my watch. Many places they don't make announcements, so the passenger has to keep looking at his watch. So they too are saying, will there be an announcement? Or we have to look at our watches to see whether the time is up for the departure of the flight. And the person who's in the economy lounge, he too is watching. He too has got his gaze on that board that is showing departure of flights. What time is the flight? I must not miss the flight. The gate mustn't close. And you'll find people running when they know that the gate is about to close. So each one in his own area, wherever he is, whatever kind of facility he has got, he makes use of those facilities. But the fact is that the gaze is on that clock and on the departure board. Like that in this world, somebody will have a good home, somebody will have a better home than that, somebody will have a palace, somebody will have a hut, somebody will have a shack, somebody will have wood and iron buildings, somebody will have the better than that. Different kinds of buildings. Somebody will have air conditioning in his house, plus he will have fans, and he will have microwaves and stoves and everything. Some bichara might not even have the basic necessities. He will be struggling. There may be no electricity. There's no fridge, no microwave, nothing. So whoever, in whichever state he is, whether he's in economy, business or first, but there is a departure for everyone. So whatever the person has been blessed with in whichever condition he is living, as long as his earnings were halal, the person did not engage in any kind of haram, and the person is making shukr over whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with, whether he's got plentiful or he's got little, he's making shukr over those ni'mats. And if he's finding it a bit tight and a bit inconvenient, then he's making sabr over it. Then, when he's going to depart from this world, his journey will be easy, provided they have been obedient to Allah Ta'ala. But if the person has not been obedient to Allah Ta'ala, then whether he is in the first class, or business class, or economy class, there's great amount of suffering ahead. Meaning that if a person, for example, is in the first class, now there are laws and regulations on the fridges, here, there, everywhere, that this is how you should use this, this is how you should dispose of this, this is how you should switch on the fan, and this is how you should, every condition is there. Now if a person goes there and is breaking the glasses and is swearing and cursing, or he is abusive, the person has been causing harassment to somebody, now even though he is in first class, but because he did not follow the regulations and he was not obedient and he was not disciplined, so it doesn't mean because he's in first class or now there's no problem. They will arrest him too and put him in prison. Even if the person is in first class, they'll put him in prison. Whether the person is in business class or is in economy class, if the person has not obeyed those rules, we are told we mustn't go inside there with guns in our pockets. Now, if the person smuggled a gun in his pocket and they discovered it while she was waiting in the lounge there, what's going to happen? We are told you mustn't have contraband things. Now, the person had some packets of drugs in his pocket and he even went through and went and sat down in the lounge and then they caught up with him. What's going to happen? Will they leave him because he's sitting in first class? So like that, whether we are in the first class here, or we in business class or economy class, whatever class of life we are living, but there is a departure. And if we are not going to be disciplined and we're not going to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so then we have to face the consequences in the qabr and in the akhirat. And not only in the qabr and akhirat, but even in this world. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dostan badla. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dostan badla. Nazar ek unki kya badli ke kul sara jahan badla. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala turns his gaze of maghfirat and mercy away. And then finish that all kinds of problems. So that is why we read this Muraqabah of Maut. It's not to increase knowledge. It is to get the himmat to make amal and to realize that there is a day of departure from this world and we will have to account for all our deeds and actions. Jahan mein hai ibrat ke har su namune magar tujhko andha kiya rang bu ne. Jahan mein hai ibrat ke har su namune magar tujhko andha kiya rang bu ne. Kabhi gaur se bhi ye dekha hai tune. Kabhi ghaur se bhi ye dekha hai tune. Jo maamur the wo mehal ab hai sune. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai. Jahan mein hai ibrat ke har su namune. All around look, there are so much of lessons a person can take from what has happened around the world. There's so much of lessons a person can take. So much of examples Allah Ta'ala has kept for us to take lessons. Agar tujhko andha kiya rang bu ne. Although there's so much of lessons that we can take, but we have become blind to reality and truth. We don't want to take lessons. Even though we see what is happening, and there are great eye-openers in there for us, but we don't want to see reality. We want to remain blind to reality. For if we start taking lessons, then we have to give up those sins. And that is something that is difficult on our nafs. So we prefer to continue in the life of sins and don't take lessons from what is happening. Did we require anything more than the tsunamis when it took place? The world was shaken up. Hundreds of thousands of people all gone. But what did we do? Sent a little bit of money for building up some homes there. And we thought we did our duty. But we did not take lessons. Help must be extended, nobody says, mustn't give money. But together with giving, there must be some lesson taking. So say, magar tujhko andha kiya rang bu ne. We are dazzled by what we see. We don't want to take lessons from what's happening around. Say, kabhi ghor se bhi ye dekha hai tune. Jo maamur the wo mehal ab hai sune. Those palaces which were at one time flourishing. Go and see the Taj Mahal. Go and see the Red Fort. Go and see the other forts and fortresses of the world. Go and see some of the palaces which are in ruins. There's nothing there. Tourists are coming, they're making that's all. And taking photographs. Go and see in Taj Mahal what happens. Because the sound echoes, so the person wants to hear his voice. So that's about all they do. There's graves there, but they make and listen. Now they built those Taj Mahals, the palaces, everything was built. Where are the people that were in there? Go to different countries of the world. How many places in the Quran Sharif Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, "Qul siru fil ard." And then some place, "Fanzuru kaifa kana aqibatul mukazzibin." And some other places, other things. That means you must travel, but go and take lessons. What happened to those people who rejected Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ahkam? What happened to them? So he says, "Jo maamoor the wo mahal ab hai sune." At one time there was festivity, there was dancing, there was music, there was all kinds of pomp and show. They used to say, "This is the king's room, this is the queen's room, these are the rooms for the princes and princesses. And look at the baths, and look at this, and look at that." Everything was there at one time. And the king's horses used to be here. And the king's music band used to be here. And all those things they tell you. But there's nothing. It's all silent, finish, all gone. Jo maamoor the mahal ab hai sune. Finish. Jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. That is about all. It's not a question of tark of dunya, that give it up, don't have any dunya in your pocket. Keep the dunya in the pocket, in the purse, in the bank. Keep the dunya wherever we want. But don't put that dunya into the heart. Islam and Shariat is not like one of the religions of the past. For some of them, the ahkam were very, very hard. Islam is very, very balanced. That on the one hand, we are given permission to use the namats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Gold and silver is not dunya. A good bed is not dunya. A good home is not dunya. As long as we are not lavish and extravagant, to make life a little comfortable, it is permissible. But jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. It is not a place to give the heart to. The heart must remain for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat. And we love anything else and everything else if Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us loving that. And if Allah Ta'ala says, "Don't love, hate," then we will hate. Allah Ta'ala says, "Love your parents, love your children," we will love them. So whatever love comes, it is because of Allah Ta'ala's love. So jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. It's not a place that we give our hearts to. Ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. It is a place where we take lessons. The janazas that are going give us lessons. Accidents give us lessons. Earthquakes and gale force winds and tremors give us lessons. Births and deaths give us lessons. Journeys and travels give us lessons. Standing, sitting, lying down, all we take lessons. When we look at the skies, we take lessons. When we look at the waters of the ocean, we take lessons. When we look at the colors of the fish in the sea, we take lessons. Look at the aquarium and look at all the colors of the fish. Where did they come from? In the water, will anybody find colors there? Tell science that go deep down the ocean all over and look for the different colors, red, blue, yellow, white, that we find on the fish. That where is it coming from? And in the water, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving us lessons. Then go to the gardens and go to the parks and look at all the beautiful flowers. Again, red, blue, rainbow color flowers. And then move the earth and search for the colors in the earth. So the person who believes in Allah Ta'ala is going to take lessons. Ye ibrat ki jaah hai, tamasha nahi hai. That where did these colors come from? And after some time, what happened? to those flowers. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise, mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise, maki ho gaye la makaan kaise kaise. Mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise, maki ho gaye la makaan kaise kaise. Huwe naamwar be nishaan kaise kaise, zami kha gayi ya sama kaise kaise. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Mere khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise, maki ho gaye la maka kaise kaise, huye namwar be nishaan kaise kaise, zameen kha gayi aasma kaise kaise. Ha, go to the qabristans of the world, go to the graveyards of the world and see how many people the earth has devoured. It was as if the earth had its mouth wide open and was waiting, like how the lion has his mouth wide open and waits for its prey. So like that, it was as if the earth was waiting, that I'm just waiting for you, just see how I swallow you up. So he said, how many people were at one time bragging about their wealth, their possessions, their homes, their palaces, their gold and silver and their oil wells and everything else. But what happened? Mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise. And then not only those who were dunyadar, even people who were of piety and of taqwa, people who were great, great scholars, people who were great muhaddiseen, mufassireen, people who wrote volumes and volumes. They were the Ghazalis and the Razis, and they were Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah ali, and Shah Waliullah rahmatullah ali, and look at the great, great awliya, and then look at Sayyidah Madrifai rahmatullah ali, look at the tabi'in, the tabi tabi'in, look at the sahaba-i kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the khulafa-i rashideen. Such kind of people also did not remain in this world. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam also went to their grave. The hayat is a different thing that they had to leave from this world. But here we are talking about those people who had great shan and they were bragging about their power and their forces and their military might. Where did they go? Mile khaak mein ahle shan kaise kaise. Huwe naamwar be nishaan kaise kaise. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. So when we see all those things, then we take lessons. That is just a few years of life, and we don't even know how many years or how many months or how many seconds. There was a janaza here this afternoon after Asr, and one of the brothers say, I spoke to him just a little while before that. That's very Mubarak then, Juma day, month of Ramadan. But one of the brothers says that he just spoke to him in the morning before that. And so many cases are like that. One day I met one person at Macro, that was also in Ramadan last year. And he was talking about how he just wants to stock up everything now and he wants to free himself for a few days before, so that he can be ready for the last 10 days of Ramadan, and then he doesn't have to come to Durban to do shopping again and marketing. Now he went on and on like that. Enough, because we were going to staying for Etikaf. The person left, and after some time we hear there was an accident somewhere near Tongat and he passed away. See, it happens like that. We just don't know when our time will come. So if the person had good niyat, good intention, the person had no niyat of any kind of sin and vice and evil, like in this case, the person was preparing for Ramadan. But the fact is that we just don't know. Sometimes the son meets the parents and tells the parents, I'm just going for a little while and coming back. And then he doesn't come back. The husband says, I will be coming after Zohar for lunch. Prepare this, prepare that. I'm bringing some guest also. In the meantime, he has already become a guest of the Qabristan. He's gone. The food remains behind, the wife remains behind, the children remain behind, and he's gone. Now these are not fairy tales, it's not stories, and it's not something that is not happening, and it's happening so frequently now. So this is the reason for reading this ashar and poetry, that we must stay ever ready. Run the business, bring up the children, marry, travel, go for Hajj and Umrahs, make use of the bounties and ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But don't forget that jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. That's all we have to remember. Obedience to Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like those people I mentioned sitting in the waiting room or the lounges. They will eat, they will drink, they will lie down, they will make use of every facility that is there. But their gaze is on that clock. And not only their gaze, but they even tell their friends that we must be alert and awake. We mustn't miss our flight. And if that person is a bit tired and he wants to relax, then he makes sure he tells somebody that you stay awake, otherwise we will miss our flight. Like that, if we're getting a little tired, then tell a few friends that get me up from my slumber and my sleep and my negligence. I seem to be falling off to sleep. And if I'm going to fall off to sleep, then I will suffer the consequences. So now the person tells his friends that get me up. In other words, if I do anything wrong, then tell me. And I will not be offended. I won't say, Na siha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. Main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. There's a new audience listening this part of the night somewhere. So they may not have heard this. But the person says to his friend, or the one who is making nasihat, Nasiha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. This is the Urdu of UP India. Nasiha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. Main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. Says, oh you who is giving nasihat to me, please, please stop giving nasihat, because my heart starts palpitating. My heart starts beating very, very fast. When any person gives nasihat, then my heart starts beating very fast. And I fear a heart attack. And everyone knows that the cost of heart surgery has gone through the ceiling. Starting prices, 150,000, 100,000. So therefore he says, Nasiha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. My heart starts palpitating when you give me nasihat. That make namaz, fast in Ramadan, Stop watching these porn sites. Stop going to the discos and rave clubs. Stop taking drugs. Give up your life of adultery and fornication. Music is not halal in Islam. Now when you make these kind of nasihat, then my heart begins to palpitate. Main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. And I consider the person who gives nasihat to me as a dushman, as an enemy. So why is he considering that person as an enemy? Because he believes that life ends the moment he dies in this world. It turns to dust and nothing for the hereafter. But if he remembers this journey that is still continuing, then he will say, go on making nasihat to me, my dear friend. I appreciate your nasihats. It gives me great amount of satisfaction when you give nasihat to me, because you are my true friend. You want to see me enjoy a life of happiness in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. So you are my true friend. Mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise maki ho gaye la makaan kaise hue naamwar be nishaan kaise zami kha gayi sama kaise jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai tujhe bachpan ne pehle barson khilaya tujhe bachpan ne pehle barson khilaya jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe bachpan ne pehle barso khilaya jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phira ke kya kya sataya, budhape ne phir a ke kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar de ye bilkul safaya, jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai. Inshallah, we'll discuss this tomorrow night. Tomorrow, inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives me good health, then we will have two sessions. But we'll announce it tomorrow, inshallah. We'll break and then we'll have another session of some zikrullah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار الأيوب غفار الذنوب الله. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. Repeatedly we are begging of you, my beloved Allah, for you dearly love those who beg of you. If we don't beg of you, you become displeased. Ya Allah, your rahmat has no limit. My beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. You are most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most beneficent, most merciful. Oh my beloved Allah, we sinful servants of yours, this part of the night we are raising our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy because of our sins. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat, where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? तेरे सिवा हमारा कोई सहारा नहीं, तेरे सिवा कोई हमारा नहीं। मेरा हर खत्वा पे रोना यही है मेरी तलाफी, तेरी रहमतों का सदका मेरा जुर्म अफ्व करना। My beloved Allah, we have nothing except tears, regret, remorse, shame, nadamat. My beloved Allah, that is all that we can present before you. Our shame, our embarrassment, our remorse and our regret over the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, how much of disobedience we have shown to you. How much we have disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, how much of evil actions and deeds we have engaged in. You could have seized us there and then, you could have embarrassed us. But my Allah, how tolerant you are. How forgiving and merciful you are. We are therefore turning towards you and seeking forgiveness of all sins that we have committed. Our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو How long my beloved Allah are we going to walk the path of sins? بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے In every beat of my heart, my Allah, I hear Allah, Allah, Allah. My beloved Allah, we are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Your mercy, your forgiveness is unlimited. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Make a decision of change for us. We ourselves are tired, my Allah, of committing sins. We are getting tired of returning to those same sins over and over again. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Ya Allah, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر My beloved Allah bless us with good health spiritual and physical clean and purify our hearts of malice of greed of pride of arrogance of envy jealousy fill our hearts with the noor of iman with the noor of yaqeen with the noor of tilawat with the noor of zikrullah With the noor of charities, with the noor of Hajj and Umrahs, with the noor of caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, those whose parents, husbands, wives, children, family members, whosoever we have passed away, Ya Allah, bless all those who passed away with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill the graves with Noor and give the family members kith and kin sabre jameel ajre azim. Aur ek din hame bhi marna hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, the angel of death is not going to give us any kind of warning. Before the water of Mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of Kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madinah Tayyibah, with burial in the Qabristan of Madinah Tayyibah. Ya Allah, let our bodies become a patch of the earth of Madinah Tayyibah. Tabanna hai Madinah ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi gohro kafan hota. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Masjid Aqsa from the evil intentions of the Jews and the Zionists. Ya Allah, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Mujahideen ki hifazat farma. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam, whether they in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, wherever they may be. Ya Allah, unki madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, safeguard us from all those fitnas that are lashing at us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whosoever is doing the work of deen and dawah, through whichever department and shoba of deen he is doing it, Ya Allah, bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Accept all our anjumans, our societies, our organizations. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما، نمازوں کو قبول فرما، ذکر کو قبول فرما، تلاوت کو قبول فرما، ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.